rocking around the Christmas tree.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
Tired of an endless loop of pop Christmas music? Coming December 24th, sacred music for the Christmas season, LutheranPublicRadio.org. Serenity. Stability. Solemnity. Lutheran Public Radio, sacred music for the Christmas season, coming Christmas Eve at LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. And I've seen a headline about the largest Mormon mission being established out there in Mormon land, where most of the Mormons in the United States live, 1,200 missionaries. Now, when we hear mission, we think, well, it's either some kind of a plan on the part of, that's the Christian perspective, some sort of plan, a program, or we think of a building like the mission bell out there ringing. What is a Mormon mission? And you might have also seen that there's going to be a site calling itself the equivalent of a Mormon WikiLeaks for documents, leaked documents, unauthorized documents from Mormonism to be read online. We'll talk about that with Bill McKeever. He's founder of Mormonism Research Ministry based in Draper, Utah, author of several books, including In Their Own Words, a collection of Mormon quotations, and Mormonism 101. Bill, welcome back.
Hey, Todd, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. We hear mission in the Christian church, and we hear something very different than what they mean when they talk about a Mormon mission. What's been established out there in Utah?
Well, I guess you could understand a Mormon mission as being something like a focused area to proselytize. They have a number of missions all over the world. Each one of them has a mission president who oversees the various missionaries that are working under them in a given area. So this one that they're talking about here, the one that was announced on LDS Newsroom, is going to deal a lot with the family ancestry and such. And really what it is no doubt a way of trying to gain the confidence of a lot of non-LDS members. In fact, the LDS Newsroom website basically says that. It's going to be headed by a mission president, a guy by the name of Warren G. Tate, and he said, this will give our missionaries the opportunity to assist local priesthood leaders in the Salt Lake City area by serving members and those not of our faith to find their ancestors by using Family Search, which is a program, a computer program, teaching them the gospel, which of course in that vernacular, that would be the restored gospel as it's understood by members of the LDS Church, which certainly is not the biblical gospel, and also, he says, by providing service. So it's really a way to encourage non-members, in my opinion, to allow the Mormon missionaries to show them how to search out their ancestry, and at the same time, of course, tell them, no doubt, why they feel it's very important, because in Mormonism, knowing who your ancestors are is absolutely essential, because you are duty-bound to do work on behalf of your dead ancestors, giving them an opportunity to receive the Mormon gospel, quote-unquote, in the spirit world. And so that is a big deal to Latter-day Saints, but I do see it as a way of piquing the interest of a lot of non-members and hopefully getting them interested in what Mormonism is all about.
So this isn't going to be the typical Mormon mission where it's going to be populated by young volunteers, young men mostly, but there's some young ladies in there as well who are going to be doing that kind of street-level proselytizing.
Yeah, you're still going to see a lot of the younger people that are involved in this because they have so many missionaries since they lowered the age to 18, and I guess they have to find some place for them. This would be a perfect opportunity, I guess, but they're probably, and I don't know because it hasn't been implemented as far as I know yet, but they're probably going to take some of their more computer savvy LDS missionaries and use them in this kind of an area. And It is, no doubt, in my mind, a way of hopefully getting interest in the Mormon church for those people that they are helping. Because a lot of people are curious about their ancestry. I don't have a problem with that. But in Mormonism, it's absolutely essential because there's some salvific entity involved in this. And Mormons do feel that they are compelled to do what they can to try and reach their dead ancestors.
In another story from the Salt Lake Tribune, new website plans to showcase leaked Mormon documents. Mormon WikiLeaks is what they're calling it. What is this? And, I mean, everybody's going to be curious, but how reliable could something like this be?
That's a great question. It seems like we've entered this realm of we have to know what other people don't know, even when they don't want us to know. It goes around a guy by the name of Ryan McKnight, who's a former Mormon, and he is interested in, I guess, trying to embarrass the Mormon leadership and perhaps trying to show them as being just the average kind of human beings like the rest of us that perhaps don't really work off of divine revelation as many Latter-day Saints believe. And I can understand to a certain extent what he's trying to do here. It wouldn't be something that I would want to do. We do expose a lot of things about Mormonism, but we go through what I feel are the proper channels. We try to find, you know, public statements and written articles and things like that in order to show Mormonism in its true light. But what this guy is trying to do, at least what I think he's trying to do, is he wants to embarrass the Mormon church and perhaps discourage a lot of Latter-day Saints who think that their leaders really operate by divine revelation. And I'll give you an example of this, Todd. We did a series on our radio show a while back on the Council of Nicaea. And it was interesting because we had this one Mormon write us afterwards, and he was criticizing the council because, you see, you just got a bunch of learned men together and they discuss this issue. We have prophets and apostles that get information from God. So what I think what McKnight is going to try and demonstrate here by releasing some of these tapes or videos of the leadership talking about everyday things that church leaders probably would be interested in, it's going to show them to be just like everybody else, that they make their decision based on information and not so much revelation. That's my assumption on this. It's going to be interesting to see how it pans out, but I have no doubt that the purpose of putting this up is, of course, to embarrass, just like WikiLeaks is in the secular sense.
Are there the assumption here that there are documents that are floating around someplace that the average Mormon isn't, because we're really talking here about Mormons seeing these.
Right.
The average Mormon doesn't have access to that could, you know, blow the whole thing wide open. Do you think such documents exist?
Well, everybody seems to know that they do have an archive, and that not everybody can access. I've been down to the church library and the archives many times, and there are some things that you can retrieve. You have to go through a special process of getting something, you know, out of the archives for you to read. You have to read it in a certain room. You can't take it out and things like that. So there no doubt is a lot of sensitive information that I don't think the Mormon church would want somebody like me looking at, or even some historians that would be LDS, but maybe are not totally in the inner circle of being trustworthy, I guess you could say. There probably is a lot of sensitive material in there that would certainly bring embarrassment to the church. We know this for a fact because some of these things have come out in the past, and now it's coming back to bite the Mormon church a little bit, and this is why the Gospel Topics essay started coming out about 3 years ago, where the Mormon church had scholars to address some of these thorny issues that can be embarrassing to the Mormon church. And so they had to put their spin on it to try to make it look as good as possible. And at the same time, they were boasting how transparent they were now being with their past history and their doctrine. And certainly they have been a little bit more transparent in recent years than they have in the past, but there's certainly a lot of things in those essays that could have been said that was not said that I think would have given a reader a lot more of a clear picture of what's going on. And I think some of the essays were even somewhat deceptive. For instance, the Race and the Priesthood essay that pin the blame on the priesthood ban, not allowing members of Black heritage or African heritage to hold the Mormon priesthood. The essays pin the blame on Brigham Young, which is odd for me because most of the leaders that I've read would always say that it was Joseph Smith and not Brigham Young who came up with that priesthood ban. So it's kind of interesting how the Mormon Church is portraying its history now, but they have to do something because the internet's just killing them.
Bill McKeever is founder of Mormonism Research Ministry based in Draper, Utah. He is author of several books, including, in their own words, a collection of Mormon quotations and Mormonism 101. You'll find a link to Mormonism Research Ministry under the Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org. Bill, thanks for being our guest.
Glad to be with you.
When we come back, Martin Luther's wife died on this day 464 years ago. We'll talk about Katrina von Bora. Just in time for the Christmas season, we've produced a special church bulletin insert for Issues Etc. and our sacred music station, Lutheran Public Radio. Just go to the support page at issuesetc.org, download, print, and make copies of the Christmas programming bulletin insert. The bulletin insert can be used for the weekends of December 25th and January 1st. Talk radio and sacred music for the Christmas season. Issuesetc.org. Click support.
Defending the faith, teaching the truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Metro East Lutheran High School of Edwardsville, Illinois presents Journey to the Manger, an interactive Christmas experience.
Bring your family and friends to experience a wonderful reenactment of the Christmas story.
There will be live music and a cookie sale.
Journey to the Manger is from 5 to 8 p.m. on December 23rd. Allow yourself at least 30 minutes to make your way through the entire Christmas story.
Free will donations of $25 or more will receive a free handcrafted gift.
Come to Journey to the Manger for an evening of fun, fellowship,
and the celebration of the true reason for the season.
For any questions, call 618-656-0043. Merry Christmas!
Are you looking for a last-minute Christmas gift? Reformation Gear has produced a new Martin Luther plush figure featuring the 16th century reformer holding the Bible and Luther's morning and evening prayers. Go to reformationgear.com, use the coupon code ISSUESETC, and 20% of your purchase will help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. reformationgear.com, the new Martin Luther plush figure, reformationgear.com.